Hey everybody, and welcome to a new episode of As Told by Jordan. Today I'll be talking about something we all have to face at some point in time: aging. Getting older, what it feels like to be getting older, all the ups and downs that I felt so far. Follow me on all social media at Mr. Jordan Terrell and use the hashtag ATBJ to talk about this and any other topic. Let's get talking. Aging is something that we all inevitably do. Literally, from the time we are born, we age. But it feels like we don't really talk about it. Some people even shy away from the topic completely for one reason or another. Growing up, I remember people wearing it as a badge of shame. There's always been these crazes about not getting older, not wanting wrinkles or gray hair. Every TV show and film talked about the woes of getting older. In today's world, though, it seems like there's been like a 180-degree shift. People are now embracing age and accepting that you're only as old as you feel. We see TV shows and films with older and elder actors living their best lives, like Grace and Frankie on Netflix. Women my age are walking around with heads full of gray hair. And there are even some social media influencers who are now in their 70s and 80s. It's a beautiful thing, actually. Another part of my life, when it comes to aging, has always been milestone birthdays. 13, you're a teenager. 16, you can drive. 18, you can vote. 21, you can drink. It's always been presented socially that these birthdays are rites of passage and should somehow make you feel amazing and like a new person. Me, I never felt different. When I hit those birthdays, I never felt different. With each passing birthday, I felt exactly the same until I hit my big one, the one that I hit this year, 2019, my 26th birthday. The first 25 birthdays, I felt absolutely no change in anything. For a number of reasons, though, birthday number 26 actually felt like a real change for me. You know how people always say, like, they feel a change when Mercury is in retrograde? Y'all know we just went through that. My 26th birthday was my Mercury in retrograde moment. I remember waking up with this feeling of today is the beginning of the rest of your life. I don't know if it has something to do with everything that went down a few days before or what, but I just felt like life was completely changing for me. And this was the year that life would change completely for me. And by all accounts, so far, it has been. A physical change has for sure happened after I turned 26. I found myself eating and enjoying foods that I used to hate, and things that I used to love stopped agreeing with my body. Some stuff I just cannot fuck with anymore because my body will quickly let me know that I have lost my damn mind to think that I can handle it. Exercise is somehow more important to me now. I haven't physically changed much and I've never been the most active person, but it's like my body now craves like physical activity. Dancing, walking, yoga. I have to do some sort of physical activity. Otherwise, it's like I start getting sore and cramped up, and I'm only 26. I shouldn't be getting sore and cramped up like that. You know what I mean? But with food and exercise, I've also noticed that weight gets put on easier now that I'm getting a little older. You know, them donuts and Domino's pizza, they hit a little different when you got 10 years till 30 instead of 4 years till 30. You know what I mean? I've learned what my maximum weight is before I start feeling like absolute garbage. And I find that my weight actually fluctuates sometimes. I can go weeks fitting certain clothes perfectly, or even having to be a little loose on me, and then boom, they're tight and damn near impossible to maneuver in. So the changes were definitely not just physical, although that's what I've noticed the most. But I had a lot of personal mental changes too once I hit 26. When I hit 26, my mind became a lot more clear on things. Although I still deal with depression and anxiety, I became aware of my triggers a little more. It became clear to me who and what was causing me to feel what things. And it also became clear to me what made me happy and had the ability to settle my mind. I also seemed to hit a real fuck you type of mentality after I turned 26. Anyone who knows me will tell you I've always had this no-nonsense kind of personality, but I found myself tolerating less and less and actually acting on those things. Before, I would excuse away toxic behavior and views because I wanted to preserve a friendship or a relationship. I stopped doing that shit now. I no longer excuse something that I feel is harmful to me, physically or mentally. I also stopped arguing and debating with people. I spent a lot of time in my younger years, my teenage years, and my early 20s, trying to make someone see my point of view on things. At this point in my life, I just delete you from social media, block you from contacting me on my phone, and I move forward knowing that someone who is harmful to my mental health is no longer in my life. 26 also made me start appreciating the friendships and relationships that I hold close to me. I really think that losing my grandfather this year to dementia and watching him go from the person I knew him to be as a child to someone who couldn't remember hardly anyone around him made me start valuing people that I love more, because I realized I never wanted to forget them, or I never wanted to forget our memories together. It also made me conscious of trying to create new memories, going new places, meeting new people, trying out new things just for the sake of trying them. And my hope has been that I'll make all these memories through my career as an entertainer and my life choices, my personal life choices, so that I'll be able to tell my grandchildren when I get older. And 26 has really taken me out of my comfort zone. And it's really made me try things that I've always wanted to do but never had the courage, like this tell-all podcast situation that I've been doing. And while all of these things are good and positive, they're happening to me because of aging, there's still a sort of dark side to it that also didn't actually present itself to me until I began aging. What has been your experience in aging? No matter how old you are, we all get to a point where we experience some life-altering age. We just feel like it's different for us. Obviously, due to this episode, mine is 26. But what was yours? And what did you feel? And what do you now, looking back 10 years ago, how different are you because you aged up? Reach out to me on social media at Mr. Jordan Terrell. Use the hashtag ATBJ to talk about this and any other topic. Let's get back to the show. Aging does have a dark side to it. At least it did for me. And for me, it was realizing for the first time in my life that everyone else is aging around me too. Watching both of my grandparents pass made me realize that my mother isn't getting any younger either. By no means is she old, but it just hit me that one day she will be. My nieces are getting older too. My oldest niece, like this week, school is starting back for the kids here in Huntsville, and my niece is moving to the sixth grade. And that's a crazy thing to think about because I remember being in the hospital when she was born. Like, I remember sitting in the waiting room just waiting on her anxiously to get here. The other niece is getting closer to hitting double digits herself. Her birthday is in a few months. I believe she'll be 7. So it's just crazy to me to think about that. You know what I mean? And I've learned if you want to realize how old you are, talk to someone that's about 10 years younger than you. You'll realize that you are in a whole different world. Like, here's a funny story. My little cousin, who I believe is like 16, came over a few months ago and he asked me for the Wi-Fi password. I read it off to him and noted that there was a pound sign in it. When I tell y'all, he looked at me with the most confused face I had ever seen in my life. And he looked me in my face and he said, "Jordan, what the hell is a pound sign?" When I called it a hashtag, he knew exactly what I meant. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so old. I remember when it was a pound sign." Like I said, talk to someone a decade younger than you and you'll realize real fast just how old you are. But I'm watching my friends. Some of them I've known since middle school. They're getting married and they have children. Friends that I met in high school now have kids who are starting elementary school. Some of those friends are now getting master's degrees in college. It's crazy, man. And the other thing that made me realize how much I'm aging is technology. Because technology will hit you just as fast. Millennials, my generation, I feel are the last generation that knows life without advanced technology. But we're also the first generation to understand advanced technology. Like, I distinctly remember not having a cell phone of any kind as a kid. But now, we basically have handheld computers in our pockets at all times. I remember having to get off the internet because my mama needed to use the phone, to now I can't use a phone without the internet being attached to it. I'm only 26. And it feels like I've lived two entirely different lives because of how I've aged and how the world around me has aged. Overall, though, I can say for me personally, aging hasn't been a bad thing at all. It's just made me more alert to my life and to everything in or around it. I'm more cognizant of the role I play in this world and the role that the world plays in my life. It's scary, but a good kind of scary, because while I'm aging, the best part about it for me is that I'm also growing as a person. My mind is expanding as I get older. I'm opening my mind to new things and trying new things, meeting different kinds of people. And it feels damn good to be aging and growing and maturing into the person that I am. Because this was a person who was not supposed to live past 18. So every single day that I get to age is a blessing to me. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mr. Jordan Terrell and talk to me using the hashtag ATBJ for this and any other topic. I love y'all. Stay beautiful.